Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, the second to last daf here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and we are on after the Mishnah on Chaf Hey Amabei. So the Mishnah spoke about obviously the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar that we're in the middle of discussing, and the Mishnah had quoted the line that we're not allowed to do any malacha in order to get the shofar. Again, if obviously shofar is itself not a malacha, according to the Bavli, the Rishami, we said it was not sure whether that was an Issa Daraisa, Issa Darabanan, in order to get the shofar, so the Mishnah said that if somebody has to go to get the shofar from outside the tchum, or there's a pile of rubble, or climbing a tree, even Issa Darabanan, but then the Gemara had the line that one is not allowed to violate whether it's Misham Shvus and Issa Durabanan or Losase. So usually the Gemara is implying. Usually we have what's called Zuve and Sorach Lomar Zu. And we have a bigger chiddush that is mentioned second. The first you say this, and then not only this, but even that. But the question here, it says already says you're not allowed to violate this a drabanan lo b'davar shom misham shvus. So then obviously lo sase. So the Gemara flips it according to the gersa that we're going to go with. Keni masnisa asur. We're going to switch it misham lo sase umisham shvus. Right. That's what the chiddush is. Not only are you not allowed to violate an Issur Daraisa in order to get the shofar, but also you're not allowed to even violate an Issur Darabanan in order to get the shofar. One might say that the chiddush might even be more relevant, that we know that the Ramban says in Parshas Emor, and his Talmidim like to quote him, that the Issurei Darabanan of Shabbos and Yontif have a Daraisa element. Right, that's why they're even called shvusim. Shvus is from the word shabason that we have in Parshas Emor. Usually, an Issur Darabanan and Basar B'Chalav is called an Issur Darabanan and Basar B'Chalav. All the other Issurei Darabanan don't have a special name, but the Issurei Darabanan of Shabbos and Yontif are called shvusim. That the Ramban says that in Perachav Gimel Pasachav Dalet, because the Midrashim sounds like it's even Daraisa. We don't pasken that way. But on the pasuk Yelachem Shabbason says the Ramban, Vine ha'osa malacha b'yantif over belav va'asei, v'hashoveis bo mekayim asei. If somebody rests from doing malacha yantif, they're mekayim asei. V'yal daitam ha'moados kulam hukshu zelazeh v'chulu. U'bimechilta re'isi, u'shmartem es hayom azeh. Lama ne'mar, v'lo kvar ne'mar lo kol malacha lo ye'asa bahem. Ainly ela dvarim shemi shum malacha. Dvarim shemi shum shvus minayin. I only know what's asur daraisa mishum malacha. What about things that are asur mishum shvus? Tamalomar, shmarta masayom azeh. Lahavi dvarim shemi shum shvus. So that sounds pretty clearly like it is a daraisa minayin. But obviously the Ramban says, no, it can't be daraisa. Shvusim are durabanan. That's what he says. Avalonis baralize. Shim tomar shehu asmachta. Matam sheyomer belashon azeh. Kishvus bilashonem nomar laolam al shel devrayim veichi tachin lomar dvaram shein asur mishum shvus shel devrayim minayin shiu asur minakasuv. Right? Why does he use such a lashon? Minayin sounds like it's a daraisa. V'derech asmachtos l'shano shemin haTorah lo sheyom rudavres hashumi devrei sofer v'chulu. So that's where the Ramban develops his idea that isur drabanan of Shabbos and of Yontif add mida oraisa to the day itself. V'nirali shamedrash hazeh lomar shenitzavinu min haTorah lios lanu menucha b'yantif afilu midvaram she'enem malacha. The Ramban says that you could have a day where you just violate Issurei Darabanan. You do business and you schlep and you this and it's not going to be a Shabbos day. It's not going to be Shabbason. So there is an element of Shvusim, Dinim Issurei Darabanan, that are connected to the Daraisa. So maybe that's also implied in this line of the Gemara, where the Gemara is saying the Daraisa is Darabanan. What's first? So the Gemara, again, the way the Gersa that we're going with, is that not only is it Asur Milosa say, it's also Asur Mishum Shvus. Other Achronim I saw in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim in the back, he tries to explain the Girsa that we have, that it's not that it's even if you want to say the Shvus comes first, Hachi Kamar, Asur Mishum Shvus Tahainu Asay the Shabbason. Umishem lo sase, Yantav is not saying a lo sase, and that's why shofar is not dochem. Okay, he works to try to figure out that lashon. Okay, next line of the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar is going on the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that we don't prevent the ein ma'akvin. If there are children that are practicing and blowing shofar, we don't prevent them. Ein ma'akvin es atinokos miliskoa. We don't stop them from blowing, but we're misasik with them until they learn how to blow. The Rishonim discussed, the Ramban and others, what day are we talking about here? What kind of child are we talking about? So the Ramban reads the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Masnisa Begadol. The Mishnah that says that you're allowed to practice and you're allowed to help out a child learn how to blow shofar, that's only talking about a Gadol. Gadol here means old enough to be Higia L'chinuch. I mean, it doesn't mean a gadol over 13, because over 13, we'll see, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We don't practice even, to learn how to blow. But an older child who's not chayiv yet, so masisa begadol, higia lechinuch, and biyomtev shal Rosh Hashanah shechol yis b'Shabbos, even if it's yomtev or Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, explains the Pnei Moshe, when they used to blow whatever there was a bezdin, so whenever it's a lemaisa, a day of blowing shofar, so then one would be able to allow and even encourage the child to practice. If it's a day that it could be lemaisa. So there's a chiluk between higia lechinuch and lo higia lechinuch. If it's a lo higia lechinuch, then obviously there's no reason to practice with him. And the Gemara says, V'tani kein, we even have a brisa that supports this chiluk of higia and lo higia lechinuch. V'tani kein, switch that word, malamdin litkoa b'Shabbos, you're even allowed to educate him and teach him to blow when it's Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And we don't stop them from blowing on Yantif. So again, the Brisa seems to be a steer in Ayobe. The first line sounds like you're even allowed to encourage them and do educate them actively on Shabbos. And on Yantif, you're not allowed to do that. You just don't stop them. So what do you mean? It's a Shabbos, Yantif. So if you say we're talking about two different types of children, so then that would fit in. Malamd in the first line means Higia Lechinuch. And that's why you're allowed to educate them and help them out even on Shabbos. And if it's a lo higia lechinuch, then you can't do that. But if they're playing around with it, then you can't do that on the Yantif. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tavkuf Tzadivav. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the halach is la'achar tfila. The Shulchan Aruch says la'achar tfila me'riim chua gadola b'lo tkia. V'yesh makomos no'agin la'achzer v'letkoa la'amid kolos. That's what we do, right? We blow another 30 or 10, depending on how many we blew during Chazaras HaShatz and the tfila b'lachash. Our minhag, as we know, remembers to blow 100 kolos, based on what Tosfos quotes towards the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that we blow 100 kolos, keneged the cries of Aim Sisra. Aim Sisra cried 100 kais when she saw her son wasn't coming back, so she cried 100 cries, and there are many drushes of Rosh Hashanah given. Why do we want to mention Aim Sisra at the on Rosh Hashanah? Why do we want to mention her, this mother of the Sone Yisrael? So one of the answers given is that the Aim Sisra, if you remember the psukim in Parsha Shoftim, she's looking out the window and she's hoping for her son to come back, and where is he? And davening for him and hoping, and her friends are saying, don't worry, he's just getting more spoils, he's just getting more women. And as the sun sets, she realizes that the truth, and she realizes that he's not coming back. Rosh Hashanah is about all the excuses and all the other stories that we think about, falling away and just seeing the emes in front of us. That's Aim Sisra. Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema suggests that really it's the whole thing is a misprint. The past 1,000 years that we've been giving drushes about this Yerushalmi based on the Tosfos, 800 years, is really it should be Aime Sara, not Aime Sisra. Right? The cries that Sara cried when she found out about the Akedah, and as Chazal say, Parcha Nishmasa, her Neshama left, and that's why we have Chaye Sara and at the beginning of, right after the Akedah, beginning of Parshas Chaye Sara, and she died. Maybe the whole thing is a mistake, and it should be Imisara, and the Akedah obviously connects to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but that's the first part of the Ramah here in Tavkuf Tzadivav. But then the Shulchan the Ramah says, "Ula'achar she'yatzu mizeh shuv ein litzkoa od b'chinam." Right afterwards, we're not supposed to be blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Aval katan afal filu higia lechinuch muter lomar lo she'yiska. But a katan that wants to blow a little, he's allowed to muter lo litzkoa kol hayom, and he can't even blow the whole day, whatever he, if he wants to blow, he can blow. Okay, so that's the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Tavkuf Tzadi, in Tavki Tzadivav. The Mishnah Berurah says there, on Mutlo Yishiyiska, Haino Afle Hishtadel Lamdo, Ofanatkias, the Afilo Achar She'eno Aviv. Mashmat muter bazet the mechanech lakatan. Maybe mechanech again. I mean, we don't really do this nowadays. We're not so into having our kids, learn how to blow shofar, on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. But that is the minhag that's quoted in based on this Gemara and is quoted in the. In the Ramah here in Tavkuf Tzadi Vav. Okay. Seder Tekiyos, says the Mishnah. Seder Tekiyos. How many shofars do we blow? Shalosh, 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 shalosh. So we blow three sets of three. What is this based on? So the Bavli explicates this a little more. The Bavli says that it says the word shrua three times. If you add up the times of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah, it says the word shrua three times. And we have a misora, Torah Shebal Peh, that you always eat a tekiya before and after the shrua. That's nine sounds. That's how many sounds we have to have. That's what we say to the tekiya, shalosh, shal, shalosh, shalosh. Three sets of three, because there's three sounds, and a tekiya before and after, so it's three sets of three sounds each. Shir tekiya, kedei shalosh shruos. Shir Trua Kadesh Shalosh Yivavos. So what does this mean? Is a huge topic in the Rishonim. Lamaisa, what we paskin is that the tekiya is the same length as what we call three shvarim. At least the tekiya could be longer too. But it's the length of what we call three shvarim. And the length of what we call nine, or the three sets of the short staccato sounds. So Shir Tekiya Kadesh Shalosh Shruos, Shir Trua Kadesh Shalosh Yivavos. Those are the sounds. We had this earlier. What happens if I blow? It's after I blow tekiya, trua, tekiya, and then the tekiya after the tekiya after the trua. I want to blow long so it could count as the tekiya la'achareha for the previous trua and the tekiya la'faneha for the next one. Does that work? No. Ein biyado la'achas. You only have one. What does one mean? And we had 2 days earlier. Does one mean the tekiya la'achareha, at least the first half, or not even that, as the Gemara is going to say? No, you blew it. I mean, no pun intended, but you don't get any because, if you want trying to do two, you get zero. And achas here means the one before the shrua that you blew. Okay, we'll see. Misha berach v'yachar kach nesban alo shofar. What happens if you said the brachas of malchi and sephornis and shofros? Because you didn't have a shofar. So you just davened. And then after you davened, you got a shofar. Tokeya umariya v'tokeya. You don't have to daven again. You just blow the sounds. V'tokeya of v'tokeya. You just blow straight. Shlosha pamim. You just go straight. All the kolos. Tekiyos al-Seder HaBrachos is a din l'chadchila. But, b'di'eved, if you didn't have the, shofar, then, you just blow afterwards. Kishem shashliach tzibur b'chayiv, kach kol yachad v'yachid chayiv. So we end up the Masechta in Mishnayis, once we're talking about a tzibur and davening, so we end up just having a ha'ar about chazaras hashatz, and Shmon Esrei in general. Just like the shliach tzibur is chayiv to daven, so too every yachid. Meeting, and there's Yerushalmi about this too, we don't say Shomea Ka'ona when it comes to davening. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule of Shomea Ka'ona. They're supposed to say yourself, Kriya Shema, Tefillah. I can't just say you're going to daven. If I know how to daven, I'm supposed to daven myself. If I don't know how to daven, okay. But if I know how to daven, then I'm supposed to be daven myself. You don't see this. There's a whole discussion about Sfiras HaOmer, the Magen Avraham quotes. Whether Sfiras HaOmer, you say Shmei HaKa'ona. By the bracha, you for sure can say Shmei HaKa'ona. But what about the counting itself? Do you have to have counting? Do you say Shmei HaKa'ona there, or every person has to count themselves? That's a machlokas. Haposkin. But here, when it comes to davening, the Tanakhama says, every yachid has to daven. Rabbi Gamliel omer, shliach tzibur, mosiyat harabi yidei chovasan. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, the shliach tzibur could be motzi the rabim yidei chovasan, their achiyav, and halacha lemaisa. This is where chazaras hashatz comes from. The question is, if we already knows it themselves, so why do we still do the chazaras hashatz? The Bavli talks about lahotzi amshe besados. For those who aren't around, for those who don't know how to daven, we still do that. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of discussing, they say this was his first shir in America. When he first came to America and his father brought him, and his first shir in America, he gets off the boat and he goes and he gives a shir. The shir was on this topic. Based on the Shilti Giborim right here on our Mishnah. This was one of the sources that he quoted. The Shilti Giborim quotes on our Mishnah, he quotes from the Tosfos Rit. He quotes Mem Zayin Hey. Mem Zayin Hey in the Shilti Giborim is always Mori Zakeni Harav, right? My ancestor, Harav, the Tosfos Rit, Beer. Shelo Amru Kein Ella Betfila Shei Keneged Tzmidim. The whole idea of the concept of maybe if you don't know and somebody else could do it for you, that's by Tfila, which is the Keneged, the Karbanos. Avotekia Shofar, Umikra Megillah, Ein shatz poter es am shebesados. Elakul and srichon l'shmoa. What if I'm going to blow a shofar? Can I be yotzi the am shebesados? Because of Kriyas HaMegillah, can I be yotzi the am shebesados? No, of course not. Only tefillah. Why tefillah? What's different about tefillah? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik, in his first drasha here, I'll read it from the Rishim HaShiurim in Brachas on Daf Beis, the first daf. That's where he has his idea of two types of tefillah. This tefillah is bit sibur, and the tefillah is hat sibur. When we daven privately, quietly, every day, the tefillah's ha-balachash, that's tefillah b'tzibur. We're davening tefillah with the tzibur. And as long as there are a number of people that didn't daven yet and we're all davening together, that's tefillah b'tzibur. But chazaras hashatz is a totally different idea. Whereas the Rambam, I mean, he's medayik, the Rambam says, you have to answer amen. Even though the Rambam says elsewhere, that even if you don't answer amen to a bracha, if you had in mind to be yotzei, you're yotzei. The Rambam says, when it comes to chazaras hashatz, there's a higher level of tziruf that is required. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol Shomea Bracha Min Abracha Mitchilasa Vat Sofa, Veniskaven Lasis Dei Chava. So Yotza, usually, by any Bracha, V'yav Kavana to be Yotze, Yor Yotze, V'yav Abishlo An Amen. Even though you didn't answer Amen. Yet in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, V'yachar She Yafsi Yashliach Tzibur Sholosh Psiyo Slach Orev, you take 3 steps back, V'yamod, Mispalel, Lohotzi Mishayin, Lo Hispalel, V'akol Omdim Mishomim, Be'onin Amen. Achar Kol Bracha Bracha. You have to answer amen. What do you mean? The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, Perak Aleph, Yachol Yud Aleph. You don't have to answer amen, right? You're connected even without the amen. Says the Rav Soloveitchik, Vabir Bazeh, Shetfilas Hatzibur, Eina Tfila Shel Asara Yechidim, Ela Harehi Chalos Shem, V'cheftza Miyuchedes, Shel Tfilas Hatzibur. It's Tfilas Hatzibur, right? And that's why it's like the carbon. When you bring the carbon tumid, it's one carbon on behalf of everybody. Everybody's connecting to that carbon. But it's not that we're davening together. It's the carbon of the tzibur. That's where Rav Soloveitchik and his Talmidim, you know, stand with their feet together during Chazaras HaShatz because of this tefillas hatzibur idea. Tainu shekol hatzibur mispal biyachad. V'idei amiras amen sheyesh bo maisa habracha davikilu hayachid atzmo birech hu mitztarif lechefza zu shel tefillas hatzibur. Right, so it's not a din. V'lek a din shomea ka'oneh b'tfila. Right, it's not just shomea ka'oneh. No, it's we're all connecting that level of tziruf, that level of tzibur. So he gets it from the Shulta Giborim here that it's unique by tefila, and there's other sources related, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, there's so much shofar discussion to do. Here we go. Gemara, we switch the first word. We go with the girsa of the Karmana Eda. Asan b'neficha achas. What if you did it all in one breath? This is the sugya of Neshima Achash Dei Neshimas. So usually we have the discussion of Tashrat, right? Shvarm Chua. Do you do that in one Neshima or not, or Yoyotze? The Rishonim here also discuss, what if you did Tkiya Chua Tkiya? You did all those. You got a very strong, a lot of strong chest muscles and lung power. So what if you did all that? So Asam Benefina Achas, Ashka Chastani, Asam Benefina Achas Yotze. The Brisa seems to say, yeah. One breath, your yotzei. Va'tanin and say that tekiyas shalosh shalosh shalosh. Doesn't the Mishnah say 3 sets of 3? Doesn't it sound like that each, even 3 of 3, it calls it 3? Doesn't that mean you have to have separate breaths between each sound? No. Shalo yifchos. It means, just means that you can have less than 3. You can have less than 3. You have to have these sounds, but, not less than 3. We'll talk about that. Let's just do 2 more lines. Rabbi Abba Bar Eloi B'Shem Rav Tzorach Lahariya Mitok Pshuta. You're not allowed to have a pause. You have to do the Trua from the Pshuta, from the Tkiya, meaning one right after the other. Even if you want to say that you're allowed to take a breath, but you can't pause too long in between. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Abba Bar Rav Chuna Eino Tzorach Lahariya Mitok Pshuta. You can even have a little pause. Ezu Hi Hara. What is the length of what the Hara, the sound? Because we know the Torah says you have to blow a Trua. But what does the word trua mean in the Torah? We're not 100% sure. We know what we call a trua. But as we know, the trua could either be what we call shvarim, what we call trua, or what we call shvarim trua. It's some type of crying sound. We just don't know what it is. So Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Mana, Chad Amar Ahein Trimota. One says the length is what we call a trimota. It's like a trumpet sound, what we call shvarim. The Charana Amar Tlas Tekikin, 3 short sounds. I need 3 of them, which is 9. Or 3 of the trimotas, which is the 3 shvarim. So Rabbi Chanan, Yechashas, Lahadad, Rabbi Mana, Lahadad, Didan. Rabbi Chanan was worried about both the shvarim and the trua, so he did Tekiyah, Shrua Tekiyah, and Tekiyah, Shvarim Tekiyah. We do even Tekiyah, Shvarim, Shrua Tekiyah. We do what's called Tashrat, because the Bavli says, you know, we're not exactly sure what to do, so we have to do both. Why don't we just do Tashrat Ask the Bavli, Daf Lamed Daled. Just do Tashrav. We're not sure whether you need the Shvarim or the Trua. No. Because if you only need the Shvarim, then the Trua will be a Hefsik. And if you only need the Trua, the Shvarim is going to be a Hefsik. You're not allowed to have any extra sounds between the two Tkiyas on the sides. So that's what you have to blow each one. What about Tashrat? Because as we said, because maybe this what the Torah demands is both. Because the normal way is sometimes people start groaning the Shvarim and then they get into the Trua. What about the flip side? Why don't we blow Tarshat? Right? Because that's not the normal way of crying, the Gemara says. Usually we cry when there's a groaning and then there's a wailing and not the opposite. And that's why we do the Minhag of Rabbi Avohu. Right? The Minhag of Rabbi Avohu, the Gemara says already in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled, Rabbi Avohu blows Tashrat because we don't know exactly what which one is the one that's demanded. So says Askin Rabbi Avohu Bekesari. Tkia, Shlosha Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Right, we blow all of them. Manavshach, Ilul, Yolil, Levis. The Gemara says, why don't you just blow Tara? Why don't you blow Tashad? Right? We blow all of them and we don't have to want to worry about the Hefsik. That's what we do, Rabbi Avohu. Right, so some ask, before Rabbi Avohu, what they do? Rabbi Avohu said all of a sudden, and Rabbi Avohu's Rebbeim. So it must be that earlier they kind of had flexibility. You do whatever you think, whatever they, the Rav understood, you know, as what the Torah demands. So it could be a true, it could be a shru. He says, you gotta do it all. You gotta do it all. Here's an interesting machlokas we've shown him. The Rif quotes, we do all three, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. But the Rif quotes a minog that they did one set for each of the brachas. Like Malchias, they did Tashrat. I forgot which of the order was. One they did Tashrat, and one they did Tarat, one they did Tashrat. We do all three for each bracha. Right? We do 10 sounds for each bracha, but they did one, and I think it was it was quoted earlier, the Rif quotes, and the Balamar wonders, or the Ramban wonders, I don't understand. Like, whatever you're blowing, you gotta blow that always, because if Tashrat is correct, then you're not going to be Yotze the other brachas. You have to blow by each one. So they talk about Arminak. You gotta blow 10 by each one, not a choice. You do both Tarat by one, Tashat by one, and Tashrat by one. Okay, the Rush, I'm going to go one source, the Rush here in Rosh Hashanah, in Dalad Yud, he speaks about all these issues, but he also talks about, I just wanted to mention about the Neshimos. So he quotes and he quotes this idea, right, Rabbeinu Tam quotes this minog of what I just quoted about the blowing just one by each one. Rabbeinu Tam was matame. Rabbeinu Tam zal hayatam ala minog zeh to tashrat shal malchias v'tashrat shal zochronos v'tarat shal shofaros. Sosrin zeh zeh. Right? That's contradictory. Whichever one you think is the right, you got to do that one, you know, always. So Rabbeinu Tam said, v'hinog Rabbeinu Tam let's go v'zochronos v'shofaros tashrat kamot malchias. So they all have different permutations. What about the Neshima Achas issue? So we quoted here earlier, v'neficha achas yotza. This is Brisa that says, if you blow it all in one, you're Yotze. So is that talking about even the Tarat, the whole thing, or just the Shvarim Trua? So the Rush quotes, the Shvarim Trua yesh lasos b'neshima achas, right? This is the major machlokas we've shown him. The Rush quotes, you gotta blow the Shvarim Trua in one neshima. Mishum de dilma, yinuchi ganaf yulila lo hakol trua achas. Right? If the Torah says Trua, so Shvarim Trua, if it's one sound, you gotta blow it with not taking a breath in between. The afal pi she'ein derech ha'adam lin gonoach v'yolo b'neshima achas, even though it's not the derech of people to like, groan and wail in one breath without taking a breath, even though that's not true. Mikol makom, it's okay. You still have to spill one sound with the Torah and you can have a hefsek. V'yemasa tkiya trua, tkiya b'neshima achas lo yatsa. If you blow tkiya, shvarim trua, you gotta blow together. But if you blow all the tkiyas also with one breath, you're not yotze. V'b'nei she'ein kan lo sof v'lo rosh. Umihu b'Yerushalmi lo mashma hachi. But the Rosh says, look, there's a Yerushalmi. Tekarsin and hasam. Aso b'neficha achas yotze. It says, b'neficha achas. Sounds like it's talking about all of tkiya, trua, tkiya. So he says, what could I do? But this is the shita of the Rosh, the shita of a number of Bali Atosvas, to blow shvarim trua in Neshima Achas. But many of the others, Rishonim hold otherwise. There's a great line in the Meiri. The Meiri has a separate sefer that we have called the Magen Avos, where he defends older Minhagim. He defends older Minhagim. And, he's very strong in his Inyanim. So if you look in, here, I think this is Inyan Beis, books in Magen Avos, Inyan Beis. So he quotes, Min HaKadim Etzleinu Gamkin B'Kol HaRatzos Elu Mimei HaRabbanim HaGadolim K'shetokin Tashrat Anu Mafsikin Hefsek Neshima Bein Shever L'Shever. Right, we have Shtei Neshimas. V'chein Bein Shvarim L'Trua. Even between, right, the the shvo, we call shvarim, he takes a breath. And also between shvarim and shrua, elish in anu mafsikin beinayim b'shehia. We don't pause. We just take a breath. Ukshebau hine osama talmidim shizkarnu. And when no new students came, heru atzmam kimatmiim amalageinu. They said, what's going on here with this minhag? Lomar shashvarim shebetashat. You need neshima achas, one breath. So I said to them, this is the great line, v'shiashati imohim. Right? Like shashu is like, I talked in Torah with them. Lomar, v'chi aseres b'nei hamanheim? What are these tkuas? Are these aseres b'nei haman? You gotta do it b'neshima achas. V'chazu b'tzavchu shekach minog b'chol eretz katalonia api rava ramban. This is what the Ramban says you gotta do. V'chol eretz sarfas api chachmi atosvis. This is what the Ramban says in Catalonia. This is what the Rabbeinu Tzarfas says in Tzarfas. V'tchilu tzvachim lomar sh'arav Moshe ben Nachman kasav sh'atosefta mishubeshes b'Yerushalmi chokim imam. Yerushalmi is a machlokes b'babu Yerushalmi. Namti lohem. I said, excuse me? I said to them, Pliya daitachem niskava miyuchala. All of a sudden, you know, you say you're right, and all the sources that we have on our side, you say, oh, it's a mistake. What? You don't have a right to do that. Ukshatem motzim shmua shetister etarechem afilu bebraisa shrabichia atem omrim shimushubeshes. Einze ela kakava di ruach yeter bachen. You're a little arrogant, says the Meiri. V'yafal pikein lo ho'atem klum. Sha'afa Yerushalmi lo hitir menishima achas ela bedieved. Right, so it's a b'di'evit, you can do b'neshima achas, but not the lachadchila. Okay, so this is a major machlokas we know in the Rishonim, and we basically do a pshara. We do a pshara halacha l'maisa. We do some neshima achas and some shtei neshimas. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Tavkut Tzadi, the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, we paskin if you do tashat or tarat b'neshima achas, you're not yotzei. Actually, it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, if I remember. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. We generally don't do that. But the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalid quotes, Gimel Shvarim Tzorach La'asosam B'Nishima Achas. He quotes B'Nishima Achas. V'yesh Omrim She'en Tzorach La'asosam B'Nishima Achas. Right? V'yesh Omrim She'Tzorach La'asosam B'Nishima Achas. Right? So Yirei Shemayim Yidei Yatsei Kulam. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yirei Shemayim does both. B'Tkiyas D'Meyushav B'Nishima Achas. T'kiyas D'Meumad Shtei Nishimas. The Rama says everything's in two neshimas, but the Mishnah Berurah and the Sha'arat Tzion says no, the minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch, meaning that we do both. We do neshima achas for the first 30, and then we do shtei neshimas for the rest. That's the minhag of many balei tekiya. Okay, let's continue. V'haida amarda. What's v'haida amarda? This is a repeat of the Gemara that we had earlier. The Gemara quoted Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says that if somebody's being misasik in shofar, just blowing without, you know, absentmindedly, and then you go to him like, could you blow for me? And all of a sudden, the second half of his blowing, he has you in mind, doesn't work. You can't hear half a sound. So, Haida Amar, where do you get that from? You get it from our Mishnah. Talk about Rishon Amashap Rishon Yekeshayim, maybe Yado Alachas. If somebody blows, and he blows a very long sound to try to count as two, he only has one. And which one? Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina B'Shem Rabbi Zira Filo Achas Ein Biyado. Really, it doesn't have any. The one that he has is the one before the Trua. Why? Lama. Rosha Gabi Sofa Mitztarif. The Sofa Gabi Rosha Mitztarif. A shofar sound has to have the beginning and the end. They have to be mitzuref to each other. But here, if you have a sound that you're trying to be use as a tchil achareha and a tchil lefaneha, then you have nothing because you're cut off. Lo rosha isla sof. The rosh, the beginning sound doesn't have an end sound. Lo sofa isla rosh. And then the end sound doesn't have a beginning sound. And therefore, if you say, and that's the yesod, if you understand our Mishnah like that, that's saying that you can't have half a sound of a shofar, right? You have to have a whole sound. And therefore, if you show me a misasik, the second half, even if he has kavana, so then it's not going to be good from here. We don't paskin this way. We paskin that if you did a very long sound for the tekiah lachareha and tekiah lefaneha, it does count as one, as the tekiah lachareha. That's how many Rishonim paskin, lamaisa. B'makam echa token, b'makam echa mevarchin. What happens if you wake up Rosh Hashanah morning and you hear that in the shul to the north, they have a sitter, and a shul to the south, they have a shofar. And you only can do one or the other. So which do you do? So is Tani Tani Holech Lo Yitzotokeya? Is Tani Tani Holech Zem Avarech? Machlokas in the Brises. So the Gemara first says, no Machlokas. Really, you have to hear Shofar. What about the Brises that says you go to the Shul? That's where you could have time to blow Shofar when you get back. Man to Omar Holech Lo Yitzotokeya. The one who says you go to the Shkokeya, B'she'ein Bayom Kedei Lekoa. That's where you're not going to have enough time when you get back. Right, and therefore you're going to go to the tekiah because that's more important because that's daraisa. as the Gemara says, the Bavli says, Beferish, Tkiyusa Daraisa, and Malkiyus according to Shofar said, Durabanan. So therefore, you go to the one that is, Tokeya. Mandamar, Holacho, Eitzel Mavarech, and the one that says, you go to the Mavarech, the one that Davin, Beshish, Lobiyom Kadil Tzkoa. If you can have time afterwards, or you'll probably have time afterwards, even there, you go to the, one that is being, Tokeya. There is a discussion, if you remember, we quoted, a couple of days ago, recently, that Rashi seems to say that Malkiyus, the furnace and shofars is a din daraisa. Din daraisa. It sounds that way in Parshas Emor, and it sounds that way a little bit in Rosh Hashanah. The question is, there seems to be a beferish Gemara against that. The Gemara and the Bavli says a beferish. If you could either hear shofar or hear Malkiyus, the furnace and shofars, so go to the Tokeya, because that's daraisa and this is the Rabbanan. What go to the Rashi is daraisa. Ah, beautiful. I think the Yom Shua talks about this. No, Rashi says Malkiyus HaKoros and Shofar is a daraisa where you're doing it Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. If you're doing the shofar with Malkiyus HaKoros Shofars, that's a Kiyam daraisa Malkiyus HaKoros and Shofars. But what's our case where it's just shofar and just Malkiyus HaKoros and Shofars? Even Rashi would agree that if you're doing Malkiyus HaKoros and Shofars without shofar, then that's going to be Durabanan. So that's why you have the chilek here between daraisa and Durabanan. Nishmeina min hada. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here because it's the next stop is going to be a little short. We'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, Nishmeina min hada, and we'll continue with that, Be'ez Hashem, next time.